Damon Wittens downstairs. He's got the headset on, head coach of the Lakers. That is a tough defeat right there, Damon.
Oh, they're all tough defeats, but those points are so valuable. And, you know, that's obviously anytime you lead down to crunch time and a couple of weeks left in games, everything becomes elevated. And, you know, certainly some things I liked about our game tonight, but you have to win hockey games. We've been pretty darn good at home and, you know, a big missed opportunity. Getting credit, they came in and played hard. And but, you know, we've got to win that game. And huge missed opportunity, and that's not good enough.
Yeah, we thought the big difference was all the penalties in the second period. There were five penalties called, including a major. They were all against Lake Superior. We spent that whole period killing penalties. It tired out an awful lot of good hockey players, and I thought that kind of showed the third period. Although you did have a lot of opportunities even in that third period, we just couldn't get the puck past Mantha.
Yeah, you know, I think a couple things. I thought first period we generated some really good looks. We passed up a couple chances, you know, and you don't bear down. You don't create some separation. You let a team hang around. And, you know, any team go on the road, that's what you want to do. You want to keep it close, get into that third period, find a way to win a game on the road. And, you know, we allowed them to hang around. So I thought the first period, not cashing in on some of those really good chances, had a large effect on it. But certainly, as you mentioned, you know, we've got to adjust reffing. And the calls they're going to make on a given night and play with more discipline, you know, you're not going to agree with all the calls, and certainly don't tonight, but you better adjust. You know, you can't have, I don't know, what was it, like you said, five in a row, two straight, five on three, and then a five on kill. You know, don't like the calls, but, you know, they make them, so we've got to find a way to not allow the refs to make those calls and learn from that and be better in that area.
Yeah, it really hurt to take those two. I mean, Humitz, I kind of saw that play, and I guess you could have called that tripping on him, but I never did see what Gelsinger did to get a contact to the head penalty at the very same time. Leaves you two men short for a full 2 minutes, and then another 3 minutes after that you got to kill a penalty, and you did it. You did a great job, but it takes a lot out of a lot of guys.
Yeah, penalty killers did a real good job. They got one late there, but I thought those guys did an excellent job. You know, that five on three for 2 full minutes is not easy to kill, so real good job by a penalty killers. Gordy Dayfield, a couple really good saves on the penalty kill, and all night long he was good. But like you said, you know, we have more depth this year to use some other guys on the penalty kill, so that helps reduce the minutes. I didn't think we were fatigued. I thought we had the jump and, you know, pretty much carried play in the third period for the majority of that. But, you know, you can't play whatever that is, 10, 11, 12 minutes shorthanded and expect to, you know, to flip that. So, you know, we got to adjust.
Yeah, and it was tough. And Olivier Mantha's, as advertised, he was very, very good, especially, I thought, in the first period. And late in the game, he stopped a couple of big ones, too. Actually, Gordy Dayfield made some huge saves tonight, especially we gave the puck away several times right in front of him, and he came up with big saves. So he had a good game, I thought. The goaltending was good both ways. It's just that Mason Mitchell got two goals, and they win the hockey game 3-2.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, he's a guy that we tried to be alert to, and when we lose Gelsinger, it affects your lines a little bit, so you lose your matchup a little bit there when you're short on the bench. And, you know, that's exactly it. You know, Gels was gone, so we had to make some adjustments there. And, you know, Mason Mitchell's a good player. He can score, but, you know, I think we're a better team. I think we've got to win that hockey game, and it's extremely disappointing that we don't get the points. You know, that home ice spot was sitting there. I'm not sure we'll have any chance at that now, you know, we've got to come back even better tomorrow with our foot on the pedal and win a hockey game and get right back in that fight for home ice and climbing up standings.
Coach, what can you do to in the face-off circle? You got beat pretty handily tonight in the face-off circle. 36-20 is what we had up here, so we want to be a puck possession team, and you'd struggle in the face-off dot.
Yeah, it's not only, you know, centers, obviously. Nope. It's having that face-off intensity with your wingers. And, you know, when you do win it, you want to make sure you're creating some space with a subtle hold-up. And on a loss, you know, we have routes that we can run some retrievals and try to counter what they're trying to do on their breakout options there as well at one face-off. So, but, yeah, I mean, when you're losing them clean, that's tough. I thought we had a couple on the power play where we lost them clean. It's pretty tough to cause a disruption if you lose it clean. So, we've been a decent face-off team most of the year, but tonight we certainly weren't as good as we normally were, and you know, our centers will have to bear down and do a better job.
Well, the big thing now is seventh place is where you are after this loss tonight, 29 points. Northern Michigan has won like four, five, six straight games now. In fact, they've shut out the opponent in their last three games. They're 28 points. They're right behind you now, and they're playing at home again tomorrow night.
Yeah, we got to win. We got to win hockey games, and that's all it comes down to.
All right. Damon, thanks for joining us here post-game.